Hi, my name is Andrew Dykus. I'm Visiting Clinical Assistant Professor of Applied Writing with the Center for Applied Liberal Arts. And today we're going to talk about strategies for how to move on when you're stuck with a writing project, a very common problem for beginner and advanced writers alike, and one you're likely to be confronted with if you write with any regularity on an ongoing basis. In fact, this is the first recording I'm making because it's a problem that I still deal with to this day. Now, there's probably no single strategy that will work for every person every time. We get stuck for different reasons, whether we're out of ideas or just not sure about the best or most persuasive way to communicate them. So in the long term, pay attention. Try to learn about the kinds of writing projects that you tend to get stuck with, and try to see if you could identify more or less effective ways to get over it. Now, in the short term, the first thing to know is that panicking won't help. Stress itself can be paralyzing, and the more you're thinking about the deadline, or the more you're thinking about how hard it is to write, the less you're thinking about the topic you're supposed to be writing about. So take deep breaths, make some tea, take a nap, do some push-ups, pet a dog, do something, anything to de-stress. In fact, if you can, walk away from the writing project altogether for an hour, or a day, or a month. That's obviously easier said than done. And clearly, if you're panicking, you're probably not doing so by choice. So don't panic, just might not be a viable option, especially if you're working on a deadline and taking a break isn't an option. So the next strategy is to stop writing and start talking. You use your brain differently when you speak than when you write. So find a friend, find a colleague, call somebody, and have a conversation about your topic. Not only are you liberating yourself from the constraints of writing, but you're also getting lots of immediate feedback in the form of facial expressions, vocalizations, any questions of whomever you're speaking to. All of this will give you some sense of how your message is being received, as well as where you need to go next to keep your audience's attention. Another tip is to go for a walk. Now, I'm not entirely sure why this works, but for me, it works nearly every time. Whether it's an email or a publication, or whether the problem is with a topic or just with the tone, if I'm stuck, often all I need to do is to get outside and take a walk in the park. I suspect there are several reasons why this might work. I think first you're removing yourself from a very stressful situation and allowing yourself to think about your topic in a different environment. Remember, the writing process doesn't end as soon as you step away from the keyboard. If you're thinking about your topic and your audience, you're still processing information and synthesizing ideas. You're still writing. And sometimes you just need to do that in a different place or in a different time. Also, if you think about it, going for a walk is basically an exercise in constant problem solving. You're constantly avoiding obstacles, whether that's the leavings of a dog or the triple-decker baby stroller parked directly in the center of the narrowest part of the sidewalk. Whatever it is, you're constantly figuring out how to make progress without getting bogged down or too much in the details. You're also constantly calculating the most efficient route or the most scenic way to get from point A to point B. And for me, there's something about this process that translates to my writing. If I'm thinking about my writing project while walking through a crowded city neighborhood, the ability to solve problems transfers from the activity of walking to the activity of writing, and I'm usually able to get home and finish my project. Finally, I would say write about something else. Give yourself 10 minutes to write about something you feel strongly about, even if that's just like a comment on a website or a social media post or something like that. Write about politics, write about your family, write about basically anything. The point is to go feel yourself getting back into the rhythm of writing. If you feel stuck, then give yourself something to write about that will help you to get over that feeling, which might in turn give you the confidence you need to keep going, right? To create the impression that you're making progress, that you have momentum. This will help to remind you that the problem isn't that you're a bad writer, that given the right topic, you have plenty to say. And recovering some of that confidence might be just what you need to get past the impasse that's holding you back.